Last week we started talking about dayanim, whether a woman could be a dayan. I'll just review a little bit. That's going to be tonight. The Mishnah in Nida said anyone that is valid for being a witness is valid to be. I'm sorry. Anyone that's valid to be a judge is valid to be a witness. So from that, Tosfos was medayik that a woman who cannot be a witness should not be able to be valid to be a judge, and that's the way Tosfos understood according to Tuvas Turutzim in his explanation of how Devorah was able to be a judge. He found some heter for Devorah, and then his other pshat Tosfos said was, no, maybe the Mishnah means any man who is valid to be a judge is valid to be a witness. And the Mishnah is not talking about women at all. And based on that, Tosfos said a woman would be kosher to be a dayan. We paskin, Tosfos said, based on the Yerushalmi, that a woman is possible to be a dayan. Right? The Yerushalmi, it's hard to understand. The Yerushalmi, I looked a little bit into more. There's different girsas in different places. But somehow the Yerushalmi is learning from Amdur Shnei Anashim. It says two men should stand up. The first Yerushalmi thought it was talking about the Bali Din. It proves it can't be talking about the Bali Din because it don't have to be exactly equal. So it says that Shnei is the Gzeir Shava to tell you that a woman cannot be a Dayan. How do you know it can't be a Dayan? The Pasuk is talking about Edom. We learn Pashtus. I saw that many learn based on the Mishnah. You're right, the Gemara Yerushalmi is just telling you that a woman can't be a witness. And since the Mishnah says anyone that can't be a witness certainly can't be a judge, so we learn now that a woman cannot be a judge. That's the way many learn the Yerushalmi. The Gersa we had seemed to say first that she can't be a judge. But whatever it is, Yerushalmi says, clearly a woman cannot be a judge. And that's what we learned last week. This week we're going to talk about whether a katan could be a judge. How old do you have to be to be a valid judge? Now, it's not so nogei, elamaisa, you know, I don't think the Baltimore Bezdin will start taking little kids to be on the Bezdin, but we can have a practical case that there are people that are learning from Metziah and Yeshiva, and they have an argument who scratched whose car, and they get a little kangaroo court over there in the dormitories of the Yeshiva Bachrim to decide the case, get three dayanim, and paskin the shayla based on they going through the sugya, they heard it in shir, they paskin it. Can the Baal Din that lost say, look, you're not old enough to be a dayan, and I want to go to Real Din Torah? Or is that a binding Din Torah? How old do you have to be a dayan? It ends up, and I'm not doing this on purpose, it ends up it's another machlokas Bavli in Yerushalmi. And that's just the way it is. I mean, I didn't know ahead of time. But this ends up being a Yerushalmi again. Let's see what the Bavli says. The famous Gemara in Shabbos Daf Nunvav Amid Beis. Amar Rav Shmuel Bar Nachmeni Amar Rav Yonason. Rav Shmuel Bar Nachmeni said in the name of Yonason, Kol HaOmer Yoshiyahu Chata. Whoever says Yoshiyahu HaMelech was Chote, we'll see why you would think he did a Chay. Eino Ela Toa, he's only making a mistake. How do we know that Yoshiyahu was a big tzaddik? Shenemar Vayas HaYosher Beni Hashem. Yoshiyahu did was right in the eyes of Hashem. Vayelech L'Chaderech David Aviv. He did exactly what, like his grandfather David HaMelech had done. So El Amani Mekayim, so what do I do with the pasuk that says Chamolo Hayelfon HaMelech HaShoshav? There was no king like him that did tshuva, and with all chol levavo, chol nafshav, chol meodo, he with all his heart, all his soul, all his possessions, he did tshuva. If he did tshuva, it's mashma that he did a chait. So and for the Gemara, no, it wasn't a chait. What he? This is pshat. Shekol dinin shadon miben shmona ad shmona esrei. Any case that he judged from the time he became king, when he was 8 years old, until 18, hezirin lahen. He returned the money to the loser, no matter what. And because Shema Tomar, because he was afraid that maybe he made a mistake. I Shema Tomar notam izem and osan lazem. Maybe he'll say so. He wasn't such a big tzaddik. What he did was he took from the winner and gave it back to the loser. No, he used all his possessions to do these mitzvahs. He used his own money. So, therefore, it's not a chet. When it says he washer shav, it means that he returned all the money from cases that he judged from the time he was 8 to 18 because he was worried he might have made a mistake. The Gemara then says, Pligat Rav, this Shmuel Bar Nachmani disagrees with Rav. The Amar Rav, because Rav said, "Ein lechol gadol b'bali tshuva yotamish Yehovah b'dor v'echav b'doreinu." There's no one. There's no greater bali tshuva than Yoshiyahu in his generation, and one person that we have in our generation also did great tshuva. Meaning he did great Aveiras, and now he did Tshuva. But Manu, who is this person in our generation of Rav who did Tshuva? Abba, Avu Adar Yirmi V'Yavu. Either it's Abba, the father of Yirmi Yabar Abba, or Ramila, some say Acha Achua, the Abba Avu Adar Yirmi, or some say it's Rav Yirmi Yabar Abba's uncle, Acha. The Amr Mar, Acha, Abba, Acha, Achi, Havu, Abba and Acha were brothers. One was the father of Rav Yirmi, Abba was his father, Acha was his brother. Easy to remember, and one of them was a big Baal Tshuva. The Gemara continues with other examples. But that's what the Gemara says. The Gemara says that Yoshiyahu returned. He reversed all his decisions. He returned money to all the cases he had judged from the time he was 8 to the time that he was until time of 18. Pashtus, it seems from here, and we'll see very soon that you can't be a dayan until you're 18. Right? He's returning all the property that, all the money and property that he had judged from the time he was 8 until 18, because he shouldn't have made any judgments until he was 18. That's the Bavli. Yerushalmi says like this, Rabbi Avoho, Yerushalmi is talking about differences between Dinei Mamonos and Dinei Nefashos, between monetary cases and capital cases. Like capital cases are much more chomer, you're going to kill someone, you have to be more machmer, there are different criteria to judge such a case, and the Gemara listed some, and now the Gemara lists one more. Yerushalmi and Sanhedrin, Perek Dalet Halacha Zayin, Rav Avohu b'shem Rav Yochanan, Rav Avohu said in the name of Yochanan, he adds another difference. Af pachas mi ben chaf, right, to judge capital cases, then in the fashas you have to be 20 years old, right, that we know, but if he's less than 20, even Shalom Havish de Isaros, even if he did not have two simonim yet, he doesn't have two hairs that show that he's mature, kosher b'dini mamonos, he's valid, he's eligible to judge monetary cases, velo b'dini nefashos, but not dini nefashos, not capital cases. Right, so the Pashas of the Gemara is saying that, or the Yerushalmi is saying, to someone who's 15 or 16 and doesn't have two saros is legally a katan. Right, he can't be yotzei yehu any mitzvahs. He's legally a katan, and Yerushalmi is saying even though he's less than 20, and doesn't even give any limit. We'll see. I mean, Pashas it would be even if he's 8 or 7 or 5, as long as he knows what he's talking about. Even though he's a katan, he's kosher to judge monetary cases. He just can't judge capital cases. Right, that's Yerushalmi. So we have an apparent machlokas of Bavli and the Yerushalmi. The Torah says it like this. Let's read the Torah together, and we'll see clearly the way he understands the two Gemaras. Katan pasul ladan. He starts saying a katan is pasul to judge. Somehow he sees from the Yerushalmi, we'll see soon, that even though he said he could be less than 20, he doesn't have to be 20 years old, and he could even be a katan. He doesn't have two sairos yet, but at least he has to be 13. Or maybe he has to have two saros. We'll have to see what he means. V'yeshamim, some say, she'eno ro'i lodin achiyiyah ben yudches shanim. Some say, based on the Bavli, that he can't judge until he's 18 years old, v'hevishay saros, and certainly he has to be a gadol. Mehod amr Shmuel, from what Shmuel said, kol din shadon Yoshiyahu, any case that Yoshiyahu judged me ben ches ad yudches, from 8 until 18, hechzir levah would be returned to its owners. Avo v'yushalmi mochuch, but in the Yerushalmi it's mashma, it's muchach. They mean yud gimel shana maila. As long as he's 13, roi lodin, he's fit to be a judge. Afilo lo hevish de isairos. Even if he didn't have two simanim yet, even though he's still a katan. Now, how does he know 13? That we have to see, because the Yerushalmi doesn't say anything about 13. And then the Torah adds also imhu mufulpol uvaki bechevi atora. As long as he knows halachas, he has to be smart enough to figure out the case. Right, to be a judge, you need two things. You have to be smart to figure out what the case is, what sugya you're talking about here, and figure out what the people are saying. And also, you have to know the halacha. So he has to be in the full plan, v'alki v'chevi Torah. And the Torah says whether he's with a bezin of 3, or if he's judging on himself, if he's a mumcha, he also could be a judge. What's the Yerushalmi do with Yoshiyahu? But Yoshiyahu said, "Hichzir, why did Yoshiyahu retract all his cases until he was 18? That was Chumah Yisera Nog V'Atzmo. that was the chumra he did. That he turned the cases, even though he was already 13, where it should have been a good stock, he returned them anyway. So that's the machlokas, the Bavli and the Yerushalmi. And the Torah concludes from bringing a recent cause of Rabbi Yehuda Barzaloni, Tzarech Iyun Im Halacha Kishmuel, with Tzarech Denosh, with possibly Shmuel in the Bavli, Domer Ard Yaches, who says you have to be 18 years old to be a Dayan. Okay, Rabbi Bo, or should we possibly Rabbi Bo, Domer Be Yerushalmi, who said it in the Yerushalmi, Pachzum Ben Yaches, even if he's less than 18, Vilhevi Be Cyrus, even though he didn't have two Cyrus, Kosher Lidin Imamanus, he's Kosher to be a Dayan. So right now we don't have any Svaras, but we have two Gemaras, a Bavli and a Yerushalmi, that contradict each other. The Bavli, I say clearly, but it's not that clear, but Lechora, reading it simply, is saying that Yoshiyahu returned the cases until he was 18, because he was wrong to be a Dayan. He saw that he shouldn't have judged those cases, or maybe he made a mistake. So he has to retract all those cases until he was 18, because until he's 18, he shouldn't have been a Dayan. And the Yerushalmi says, someone who is less than 20 and without any bottom limit, even if he doesn't have two Sairos, even though he's still legally a Katan, is kosher to be a Dayan. The Torah understands that to mean that at least he has to be 13. We'll have to see where he gets that from. But that's the Yerushalmi Shita, and Rav Avohu says that you could even be a Katan. You certainly don't have to be 18. You could even be a Katan as long as you're 13 years old. Right? You can either be a Katan, a legal Katan, but at least be 13 years old. I mean, that's the Machlokas of Bavli and Yerushalmi. Let's see some of the Svaras, and then at the end we'll see how we paskin. First of all, where does the Torah get that you have to be at least 13 years old, right, in the Yerushalmi? Yerushalmi just says that even if he's less than 20, even though he's a katan, he's a valid dayan. In halacha, there's no halachic difference between a 15-year-old who doesn't have simanim, who's not mature physically, and a 10-year-old, a 12-year-old. Right? They're both legally katanim. They can't make any legal transactions. They can't be motzi anyone any mitzvahs. They're not b'nei mitzvah yet. Right? When we make up our mitzvah when a boy's 13, that's because we have a chazak of the rabbah that we assume that anyone that's 13 years old has simanim. So we assume that he's a gadol. But if we know that he's not a gadol, if we know he doesn't have simanim, he's not a gadol. So why should the Torah say when the Yerushalmi says that if he's 13 if he doesn't have simanim less than 20, he's a kosher to be a dayan? The Torah puts in, though, but he has to be at least 13. Where does that come from? So the Bach says, you're right, Me'ikra din, Yerushalmi holds, he could even be a katan. He could even be a katan. And why do you need to be 13? That's only, it's a midrabbanan, and it shouldn't look bad. It should look like he's a gadol. He should look like a gadol. It could be that we let a 11-year-old judge cases, so then people will think, this is a bezin, he's 11 years old, you know, it's meaningless. So if he's a 13-year-old, so they don't know if he has simanim or not. They know that he went to bar mitzvah and he got an aliyah, and which he's allowed to even if he doesn't have simanim, and he's a bar mitzvah. So they figure that he's a gadol, so it's a din d'rabbanan that you need the star, that you need to be 13. That's the star of the Bach. The Sma says a little different. He says that a katan is like nothing. A katan is not shaykh to any mitzvahs. So how can he be judging other people whether they're chayiv or part? He's not in the league of doing mitzvahs. So therefore, he doesn't have any shaykhs to be a dayan. The Bach adds that this Mishnah that we spoke about last week is another raya to say that a katan should be possible to be a dayan, because we know from the Amdushnei Anoshim, which the Pasha is talking about Eidim, the Gemara says that a katan can't be a witness. So since a katan can't be a witness, and the Mishnah in Nida says anyone that's kosher to be a dayan could be a witness, so if a katan could be a dayan, so then you'd have that stira. How if he could be a dayan, here's a katan who could be a dayan and can't be a witness. So So since we know that he can't be a witness, we say that that he, Pashas, can't be a Dayan. Also, that could be the Yerushalmi's reason to limit it at 13. Even though Misvara, it shouldn't have made a difference. So that's a raya that your puzzle lesson your gimel. This and the that would be that should be a raya even if he's 13 without simonim also, but at least we see in the Yerushalmi a svara that even if the Yerushalmi holds that midaraisa your kosher to be a dayan to even if you're less than 13, but Chachamim said it didn't look good and you have to be 13 at least lukuli ama. Tumim asked a kasha that we know there's certain people that weren't 13. How did Yoshiyahu become a melech? Right, he's a melech. He was a melech at 8 years old. Shlomo melech was a melech. He became a king at 12 years old, and they both judge cases. Shlomo, the first thing Shlomo did was with the children, the women fighting over whose child it is, where he judged cases. How do they do it if they're a ketanim? So you could either say pashas, you could say they didn't have that derabanan yet. They hadn't made that din derabanan. But Tumim says better. He brings a raya from Tosus that in earlier times people matured faster and they could have had a din of gedolim even less than 13. It's a chiddush of the Tumim, and that's when he gets out of that problem. So that's the stage, less than 13. Less than 13 lamaisa, no one says could be a dayan. Even though from the Yerushalmi it could be a midaraisa, it'd be okay. But midarabanan, it doesn't look good that a 10-year-old, 11-year-old, or 12-year-old should judge cases. That's lukuli ama. Now how about this period between 13 and 18 in a case where he doesn't have sires yet? Let's say between 13 and 18. So there we saw that the way the Torah began, he said a katan is possible. Right? So according to the Torah's first statement, someone between 13 and 18 will be possible to be a dayan. So that'll be good according to the Bavli, but according to the Yerushalmi, from 13 until 18, if even though you don't have sires, you're kosher to be a dayan, right? So what's the svara that you could be a dayan if you're still legally a katan? First of all, what do you do with the Mishnah and Nida? And the Mishnah and Nida says anyone that could be a dayan could be an aid, and we know someone between 13 and 18 who doesn't have anyone that doesn't have sires until he's officially a sires, but if certainly a 13 and 18, if he doesn't have sires yet, he can't be a witness. How can he be a dayan according to the Yerushalmi? So on that, the Bach answers with the other pshat Tosus said last week in the Mishnah Nida, that just like the Tosus entertained the pshat that the Mishnah is only talking about men, any man who's possible to be a dayan is possible to be a witness. So we could also say the Mishnah is talking about gedolim, any gadol man, any adult man who is possible to be his kosher to be a dayan is kosher to be a witness. And we're not talking about women, and we're not talking about ketanim. We're only talking about gedolim. So that would answer that problem. It's okay for that katan to be a dayan. Between 13 and 18, according to the Yerushalmi.
May not be able to be a
when he's a god, then why not?
What is that? The apostle from
Mishnah, that's talking about witnesses, right? And that's what the Smart points out, because the Amdishnei Anoshim, that's the drasha about witnesses. There's a xeris because of that to be a witness you have to be a god, right? That's a xeris because of. But to be a dayan, right? A dayan doesn't do anything. All a dayan is, and that's why it's good to go through this, even though it might not be so nogeil lemaisa, but understanding what a dayan isn't making any chalos, he's not affecting any kinyanim, he's not affecting any transactions. All he's doing is trying to figure out the facts and saying over what the halacha is. Right? That's what a dayan does. So that's what the Sma says. By a witness, it says, Andushnei Anoshim. You have to be a gadol. Masha'en king bedayan, she'inotole el b'chari faso v'kiyasa. To be a dayan, all you have to be is smart and know halachas. And that's why he wants to say, and that's where he says the Torah got it from. And he asks, the Torah adds, he has to be in full pull of baki b'cheriya Torah. So that's what the Torah is adding into the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says a katan is kosher, even though he's less than 20 without simanim is kosher. So we already added in, but at least he has to be 13. It looks bad if he's less than 13. Why should he be kosher? He's not a gadol. He's not chayiv in mitzvahs. He's a katan in all legal aspects. And the answer is because to be a dayan, all you have to do is know halachas. You have to be smart and know halachas. So even though by to be a witness there's a gzeres kaza on the shnei ha'anoshim, but to be a dayan, you don't go that far. To be a dayan, you just have to be smart. And if this katan is charif and baki, and he's between 13 and 18, so that'll be okay. That's the svar of the Yerushalmi, the way the Smah explains it. There's other svaras, they say, to be mechal between a woman and a katan, and that is that a katan is eventually going to be a gadol. A woman, though, is never going to be a man. So it's easier to be matir, a katan, to say, so it's a temporary thing, he can't be a witness, and if he's smart enough, so we'll let him be a dayan. But a woman is out of the parasha. She's not a man. So therefore, maybe we don't go that far. But like we said last week, the Yerushalmi, the Gersa of the Yerushalmi that we had in Sanhedrin seemed to be saying that, from here we learned that she's possible as a dayan. However the Yerushalmi learned it, it seemed like dayan was direct. And then the way Tanei Moshe understood it, what do you do about witnesses? It seemed that we knew dayan directly. And I'm going to talk about the Yerushalmi at the end. I have another kasha on that. Okay, so that's the period between 13 and 18 according to the Yerushalmi. Now, let's talk about the Bavli Shita. The Bavli says you have to be 18. Right? That's the way the Torah understands the Bavli. You have to be 18. Now, why should you have to be 18? Again, halacha, as soon as you become 13, you're a bar mitzvah. You're chayv a mitzvah, so you're kosher to be a witness, you're kosher to make kedushin, you're kosher for everything. So there's certain things you have to be 20 for. To be 20, you can't be an apotropos until you're 20. Your sales of karka aren't good until you're 20. But where should 18 come from? Why should the Yoshiyahu have returned everything until he's 18? Why not till 20? Why not till later? What's the inyan of 18? So the Bach explains here also. The Bach and the Smah have different svaras. The Bach says 18 is a person is already reaching a certain amount of maturity. What's that maturity? It means he's already a fourth gone, right? And people will live 70 years. 18, he's already a quarter of 72. 17, he wouldn't be a quarter of 70 yet. But if he's 18, he's already a quarter of his life. He's towards, a good chunk is gone already. He's reached a good chunk of his maturity. And that's why we say Ben Yerches, Shimon Esrei L'Chuppah. He's already ready. He's already ready to be out in the world. And that's why you need to be a dayan, to be a witness. And here's like the Svaras Hapuchas. But to be a witness, the Bach says, what do you have to do? You have to see. Did you see which ox scored the other ox? Which car hit the other car? So anyone could recognize that, even as long as he's 13, we'll trust him, that he was able to report what happened. But to be a dayan, you have to be really understand things well, and it takes koach. So you can't do that until you're 18. Right? The exact opposite of what we said according to the Yerushalmi svar. There we said, well, to be a witness, it's there is kasev, but to be a dayan, all you have to know is a halacha, so what if you're not a gadol? But here we're saying the opposite. The Bavli holds the opposite. That to be a witness, you just have to see what happened. Okay, you're 13, you're valid, you saw what happened, you can testify. But to be a dayan, that requires a great chachma, a great strength. You have to be 18 years old. The Smah puts it that one of the midos of a judge is he has to be yeshua koch lahatzil ha'ani miad gozlo. He has to be able to save a poor person from the thief. So you have to be strong, and until you're 18 you're not strong. You have to be a gavar beguven, you have to be very strong. That's why you have to be 18. That's a smasvara, that you can't be a dayan until you're 18. There are those that say that even that's not enough. I have Pitzchei Shuvah brings down from the Mishnah with Yaakov that you have to be 20. You have to be 20. You can't be a dayan until you're 20. Shavuos Yaakov says you have to be 40 if you're going to be a gadol in the ear. You have to be even 40 to have a position of real big authority if you're going to be a Yochin Mumcha. You should be 40. Those are chumras that we have. I just saw a svara, why do you need to be 20? Because the Torah in Simchas says when a dayan is about to judge a case, he has to be thinking that Gehenna is open beneath him. Right? He has to know the severity of what he's going to judge. Now we know that a person who's less than 20 isn't Chai B'dini Shamayim, so he doesn't have Gehenna yet. There's no Gehenna for him. So he wouldn't be able to have that Nakuda in judging, so that's why he should be 20. So these are the different svaras that we have in how old a judge needs to be. The Bavli says you need to be 18. The Yerushalmi says you could even be a katan. We threw in a little condition there. Two conditions: he should be at least be 13, because otherwise it looks bad. Have a katan judge, that's a drabanan. We have to be machi, should be 13. We also added, which makes sense, he has to be mefulpel and a baki and halachas, he has to know what's going on. That's a siman of a dayan, and then you can be a dayan even though you're 13. Between 13 and 18, that's where we'll have the machlokas between the Bavli and the Yerushalmi, right? At less than 13, everyone holds your apostle, according to the Yerushalmi is Rabbanan, according to the Bavli is Midaraisa. Over 18, everyone holds that it's kosher. Between 13 and 18, where there's no simanim, so, and even where there is simanim, that'll be machlokas, the Bavli and the Yerushalmi. The Bavli holds you have to be 18 with simanim to be a dayan. A katan's possible to be a dayan, and the Yerushalmi is mechadish. The katan is kosher to be a dayan as long as he's 13. Right, that would be the machlokas of Bavli and Yerushalmi, and based on that, in our case, so these dormitory boys who are passing shilas over here. So let's assume they're between 13 and 18. So if they were Havish Day Cyrus, let's assume they were Havish Day Cyrus. So, and even if they weren't, so according to the Bavli, you have to be 18 years old to be a Dayan. So if Yoshio returned everything until he was 18, until he's 18, anything they judge is, their din is possible, and you would return everything they judged if you wanted. According to the Yerushalmi, whatever they judge is a valid din. Certainly, even if they're 13 already, even if they don't have two sirus, their din is a din. According to the Yerushalmi, it would be a good din. Right. So, how do we pass in Lamaisa? Do we pass in like the Bavli or the Yerushalmi? So, the Beis Yosef, he brings the on this tour. He brought the different days. The tour brought the different days, and the Beis Yosef concludes calls that Kosav Rabbeinu Yerucham. The Rabbeinu Yerucham wrote all of these different svaras because of Shekedivei HaYerushalmi Iker, and he said the Iker is like the Yerushalmi. We paskin like the Yerushalmi that you don't have to be 18 to be a dayan. By the way, I wanted to point out an interesting Maariv Chiyus. He says that the Bavli and Yerushalmi are l'shitasam, because we know the story of Rabbi Elazar ben Azaria. He said, "Harei ani keben shivim. I feel like I'm 70 years old." We say in the Seder, Mishnah and Brachas, and the Gemara explains in Bavli that he was really 18 years old when he was appointed a Nasi, when there was the fight with Sir Gamliel and Rabbi Yeshua. He was really 18 years old. But who's going to accept an 18-year-old Nasi? Hashem made a nice, and he became white overnight, and he says, "I look like 70 right now." The Yerushalmi on that Mishnah says he was 16, and some of the Gemara said 13. He was 16 at the time and 13 at the time. Also, Yerushalmi doesn't say that he turned white overnight. It says that he became a dayan. He was a Nazi for many years, and until he turned 70, until he turned close to 70. But anyway, the Yerushalmi says he wasn't 18. He was 17, or he was 13. So that's the Yerushalmi and Bavli and the Shitasim, because going to the Bavli, he couldn't be a Nazi unless he was 18, because part of being a Nazi is being in charge of the Bezdin, Paskening Shilas, and he can't do it unless you're 18. So that's why Elazar ben Azariah couldn't be appointed unless he's 18. The Yerushalmi, though, who holds that you don't even have to be a Gadol, certainly you don't have to be 18. The Yerushalmi holds that he could have been 16 and 13 at the time. That's the Machlokas, Bavli and Yerushalmi and the Shitasim. Not on the handout, but something I saw. Machlokas, the Maariv Chiyus says it in one of his Svarim in the Kisra Maariv Chiyus. That's the Machlokas. How does Shulchan Aruch say it? Shulchan Aruch, Simin Zayin, Sif Gimel, the Sif before that we learned last week, Sif Gimel. He says, Yesh Amrim, She'ein Roy, this is the whole words of Sif Gimel. Yesh Amrim, some say, She'ein Roy, Lodun, Elevi Ben Yerchasim, Ayla. You can't Paskin Ashayla unless you're more than 18, baby Shay Saracen. You're a Godel and you're above 18. That's the Bavli. V'yesh Amrim, some say, Simi Ben Yud Gimel, Ayla Kosher, you're kosher even above 13. But even though you're still a katan, as long as you're 13, you're kosher to be a dayan, and that's in Yerushalmi. Right? So the Shulchan Aruch, Lechor is not machriya. He says Yeshamim like the Bavli, Yeshamim like the Yerushalmi, and we have two opinions. What to do? What do you do, Lamaisa? So the Frisha says usually when you have a machlokas Bavli and Yerushalmi, how do you paskin? You always paskin like the Bavli, right? That's a rule we have in Pesach. Machlokas Bavli and Yerushalmi. you go with the Bavli. However, he says over here, he says, it's not so simple. I said in the beginning, you know, that we see from the Bavli, it's 18, and that seems to be the way the Torah understands it, Shulchan Aruch understands it, but the Prisha says it's not so simple that the Bavli holds that you're a posel dayan if you're less than 18 years old. Because what's the raya that you have to be 18? From this, I've got to tell that Yoshiyahu returned everything he judged until he was 18. So the Prisha says, you know, maybe Yoshiyahu did it because he wasn't a new machmir, he was a big tzaddik. Maybe Mikra did, he could be a dayan, even though he was less than 18. And he just wanted to be machmir, he did it as chum yaseir. That's what the Yerushalmi understands. Just like we said in the Yerushalmi, right, the Torah said, according to the Yerushalmi, why did Yoshiyahu return all the things until he was 18? Because he wanted to be machmir, he was a chumrah, he wanted to be machmir. Yoshi Yoshi Hirsu Chum Yaseira Nog. The Torah said that's the way Yerushalmi understands the Bavli. So we can learn the Bavli. That's the way he understands. The Yerushalmi understands the Ma'aseh with Yoshi Yahu. Well, the Bavli can. There's no right. The Bavli said that he was giving it back because he had to. Maybe the Bavli also is telling you the tzidkus of Yoshi Yahu. That Yoshi Yahu don't think he did a chay. I wasn't mean that he. He returned, he did Hajj. There's no king that Asher Shav, that did Tshuva. No, that just means he returned everything he judged until 18 because he was such a big tzaddik. But Ein Hachinami, his dinim could have been kosher once he became a bar mitzvah, once he became 13, even if he wasn't a gadol yet. And that's a good time the Prisha has. And we could add that right, the Gemara had another Shita. The Gemara said Pshiga the Rav. The Gemara said in the Bavli that Rav holds that he did do tshuva, that he did a lot of aveiros, and according to Rav, he learns the pasuk kapshuto that he did tshuva, and then we don't learn anything about him returning things between 8 and 18. So it's not so simple that the Bavli argues with the Yerushalmi in this prat. The Choshen Aaron proves that the Bavli doesn't necessarily argue with the Yerushalmi, because let's think about this. First of all, why did he return everything from when he was 8 years old? From 8 to 18, he returned everything. So, when he was 8, he was a katan. According to everyone, he was a katan. And we've learned before, it was around 7 years ago, we learned a katan that's mazik is not chayiv to return, he's not chayiv to return the thing, to pay for his damages, even though he becomes a gadol. Now, if you make a wrong judgment, if you're a dayan, at best, you're a mazik with a grumo or with a garmi, and why should you have to return it? Let's say he's even garmi, he's a mazik, but he was a katan. Why should Yoshio have had to return everything from 8 until 13 when he was a katan? So that certainly must be because he wanted to be machmer, and there is an Indian, we learned that there's an Indian to be machmer to do tshuva when the things he did when you were a child, to return items that you might have damaged or that you might have stolen. So that's a chumrah. Certainly they have to say that was a Chum Yaseira. And then he says, based on the Marsha has a diuk in the Gemara. Let's look at the Gemara again. The Gemara says, Kol dinim shadon mi ben shmona ad shmona esrei. All cases that he judged, mi ben shmona. Ben shmona means you're 8 years old. Right? Ben shmona. Ben tisha is you're 9 years old. And that says, ad. He didn't say ad ben shmona esrei. He didn't say until he's 18 years old. It said ad shmona esrei, until 18. Now the Marsha learns what it means until he was 18. Until 18 means until it was the 18th year of his reign, until it was the 18th year of his malchus, because the pasuk says in the 18th year of his malchus they found the sefer Torah, Chuk Yol found the sefer Torah in the Beis Hamikdash, and they opened it up and it was open to the Tochacha, and everyone did tshuva, they were all scared. And so how old was he at that point? He wasn't 18 years old, he was 26 at that time, right? He became king at 8. At the 18th year of his reign they found the Sefer Torah and he got shaken up and did tshuva. That's the Lashon of the Gemara. Shadon, everything that he judged me ben shmona, from 8 years old ad shmona esrei, until the 18th year of his reign. That's the way the Marsha understands the Gemara. So based on that, if he's 26, he's returning everything from 8 years old to 26 years old. No one holds that you can't be a dayan if you're 26 years old, right? That's certainly what he's returning is as a chumrah at that point in time. So the Choshen Aaron or Aaron Balkan says, you see from this that the whole thing was a chumrah that Yoshio did, and therefore there's no raya from the Bavli that is arguing with the Yerushalmi. So the Mela, I don't know how he holds Lamaisa. I think he wants to be machmir maybe, but for us, we can, for the purpose of this year, we have reason to say that the Bavli isn't a steer to the Yerushalmi. How do we pass on Lamaisa? I'll just bring you some of Achronim that I found here, Rav Yeager. And the Tshuva says, so the Maskan of Achronim is that if he's 13 years old, he's kosher to be a Dayan, even though he doesn't have two Sairas, even though he's a Katan, as long as he's 13 years old, Rav Yeager says, he could be a Dayan. Aruch HaShulchan though says no. He says that Midoraita, you have to be 13 years old, you have to be a Gadol. Anyone less than 13 is not a Dayan. Anyone less than 13 or any Katan who doesn't have two Sairas is not a Dayan at all. Everything he does is Ein Ma'isa Katan Klum. And he disagrees with the Yeshamim. The fact that you need 18, that he says is a Chumra. Make it in. According to Aruch HaShulchan, you need to be 13, a Biyah Bar Mitzvah, like everything else. Some we learn out Dayanim from Edom, and that makes you a good Dayan. And the truth is, the Rashba, in the Chidah brings a Chibas Rashba, also that he holds that you have to be 13 with Simonim. He doesn't say you have to be 18, but at least you need to be 13 with Simonim. Now, we said, could you be Mekabel them to be validin? The Allah Psukah says, yeah, you can. It's no worse than anyone else's car or apostle if the two sides were makabal them, so that counts. So here in the case of a dormitory, if the two people accepted them to be dayanim, should be okay. But the Ali Kamar, right, this peers on the Yerushalmi that we've discovered once we started learning Yerushalmi, he says Kabbalah is not going to help here. Kabbalah helps if someone is a normal person. He's except he happens to be related, or he's possible for some other reason. But someone who's not a dayan at all, you can't turn a fish into a dayan because you're makabel it. You have to be a gadol. So if your cotton's possible, you can't say I'm makabel. And that means he's not roy to be a dayan at all. However, the Ali Tamer says the minhag ha'olam has been to accept dayanim less than 18. He brings a raya from the Buchacher. He says in his Shuvas Chesla Avram that he became a dayan when he was only 14 years old. And that seems to be that he relied on Yerushalmi to judge those cases. So, Lamaisa, it seems that most poskim, no one says you have to be 18 Lamaisa. Right? Even those that are Machmer said you have to be a Gadol. But that you should be 18, it doesn't seem like anyone holds like the first Yeshem of Shulchan Aruch. And besides, there's a rule that whenever the Shulchan Aruch says Yeshemim this and Yeshemim that, we always pass on like this. He holds the second Yeshemim is the main one. So, most poskim hold. As long as you're 13, you could be a Dayan. Do you have to have Cyrus? Do you have to be a Godler or not? So that seems to be Machlokas, Rek Yeager, or Chashulchan, and that's hard to be Machriya between them. Just like to conclude with, and this is something that's been bothering me. If we recall the Yerushalmi from last week, the Yerushalmi said, from here we learn that just like there, it's Anoshim, below. Noshim below Ketanim. So same thing. You can't have over here also the Sheni can't be a Noshim, can't be Noshim, it has to be a Noshim and not Noshim and Ketanim. So that Yerushalmi seems to be saying clearly that Ketanim are possible to be Adam and Dayan. Just like a woman, we learned from there, that's the Raya, the woman's possible to be a Dayan. It seems to be saying a cousin also is possible to be a Dayan. Whatever we're learning from a woman, however we learn a woman is possible to be a Dayan from there, it says, Noshim velo Ketanim. Now, the truth is that I'm not sure if everyone has the gears of Ketanim, but the different places in Yuma and Sanhedrin, there does say lo Ketanim, and it seems that Yerushalmi is b'feirish saying that you have to be a Gadol. So, I don't know, no one says this, but it could be, maybe that's why the Tor was saying, according to the Yerushalmi, you have to be at least bar mitzvah. Right? You have to be bar mitzvah because it says lo ketanim. What do you do with the fact that the Yerushalmi we learned said you could be less than 20 without simonim? So that's what the Chidah means, the Rashba, that it's really two things. What the Rashba learns is, apachz ben chav, you could be less than 20 if you have simonim, or you could be without simonim and old enough to be a gadol that we assume you're a saris, you're kosher to be to judge Dinei Mamonos. That's the way the Rashba learns the Yerushalmi. Most don't learn that way, but that will be one way out, one mahalach, that it shouldn't be a steer of the Yerushalmi we learned last week, that the Yerushalmi could be saying even a katan is possible. The only machlokes between the Bavli and the Yerushalmi will be that you have to be 18, so the Yerushalmi clearly says you don't have to be 18. The Bavli seems to say you do have to be 18, except for the Jerusalem we wanted to say that might have been a chum of Yaseira, why he returned it, and according to Marsha, it was even 26. So just capping up quickly, go back from the beginning. The way the Torah understands it, the Bavli is saying that Yoshiyahu returned all cases from 8 years old to 18 years old because you can't be a judge if you're less than 18 years old. The Yerushalmi said that Rabbi Bo said you could be even a katan and be a dayan. That's the way the Torah understands the Bavli and the Yerushalmi. The Torah though adds, the Yerushalmi agrees though, midrabbanan, you should at least be 13 years old, because less than that really doesn't look good that you should have a 10-year-old judging cases. And that's the simple way the Torah understands the machlokas. That's the way the Shulchan Aruch understands the machlokas, bringing both shitas. Yesh Amrim, you have to be 18 years old. Yesh Amrim, that you could be 13 years old even though you're a katan. Those are the two shitas. The Shulchan, the way Shulchan Aruch brings it. It seems most poskim paskin, you don't need to be 18. They bring rayas from all these different cases, the Chacha and others that were dayanim before they were 18. Do you have to be 13? Yes, because everyone holds you have to be 13. Do you have to have simanim? Do you have to be a gadol? That also, it seems that many poskim say you have to based on this Rashba and in the Chidah, and Shimon Yisrael also says that way, and based on this Sanhedrin, the other Yishami Sanhedrin, no one said it. Said you can't be a katan. I don't know why they don't bring that down. However, Ki Eger says you don't have to be have simanim, as long as you're 13 years old is good enough. And that seems to be the way to be matzia the sugya. And next week we'll continue with a more practical case of being a good dayan, a kosher dayan.